Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you.
Amen.
He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, put you on the right road. Amen. Praise God. We are in this teaching series in the 24th chapter of St. Matthew, talking about the end times. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Amen. For the continuation of this teaching series, at the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith.
Amen.
Because today could be your day for deliverance. Amen. Those of you in the free world, get your Bibles. Amen. Because this teaching series is good for all of you that's in the free world, as well as those of you that's behind prison bars. Now, as we go into the 24th chapter of Matthew, verse 14, now we're on verse 15. And what did verse 15 say, Missionary Velvet?
When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand.
And it's very important to understand this passage of scripture concerning, amen, Israel. Because people talk about it, and they talk about the situation that's going on. Now let's go to Daniel, amen, 9 and 23. What did it say, Missionary Velvet?
At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth. And I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision.
Amen. Now, Daniel had a vision concerning Israel. Amen. Now, the Jews went through a lot of suffering. Yes, they did. They went through a lot of suffering. And I feel the reason why they went through a lot of suffering, because they rejected the Messiah. And back in the time when Jesus first came into the world, salvation was to them, the Hebrews. But because they rejected the Savior, then it went to the Gentiles, which is all of us. And everybody now has a right to the tree of life. Praise God. When Pontius Pilate wanted to release Jesus, the high priests and all took and persuade the crowd, instead of picking Jesus, they picked Barabbas. And they crucified Jesus, rejected Jesus. Amen. And then, praise God, he said, Pilate washed his hands and said, the blood of this innocent man is not on me. And then they took and said, let his blood be upon us and our children. Now that was sad that the Jews said that, because when they said that, they look at the sorrow that the Jews went through, especially during the Holocaust. How that they suffered great slaughter under Hitler's, amen, rule during World War II. That is so sad. Very sad. It's bad to reject the Messiah. It's bad to reject Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, it's bad. Because Jesus is the Messiah. That's why I'm a Jesus man. That's the reason why I promote Jesus. I preach Jesus. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. You must go through Jesus to get to God. You can't get to God no other way but through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, it was so sad that the Jews suffered that Holocaust. Amen. Now, amen, the land was taken away from them. And all of that going on. Now, amen, they gave them some land down there in the Middle East. And again, put them down there among the, amen, the Arabs. And then, since they've been down there, they've been at war. The Arabs, along with the Jews, been fighting over that land down there. It's oil down there, too. God put that resource down there. Because he told Abraham, he said, by thy seed, all of the nations of the world shall be blessed. God knew the resource that was in that ground when Abraham looked at it. And that resource was going to help the world, help the nations of the world. Israel is supposed to be the leading nation, the superpowered nation of the world, if they had accepted Jesus as their Savior. The 25th chapter of Deuteronomy speaks about the blessings of God. It's supposed to went to the nation of Israel if they had accepted Jesus as their Messiah. But they rejected him. See? And by they rejected him, then all this what I told you happened to them. They suffered. I mean, the Holocaust really slaughtered the Jews. And Hitler wanted to get rid of them. Amen. Get rid of a race. Knock them out of existence. That's how mean the devil is. Amen. I'm telling you, the Jews suffered. I'm telling you, horrible. They didn't realize how terrible the Germans treated the Jews and treated the prisoners, amen, in their concentration camps. They didn't find out until after World War II. And they went in there and saw the horrors of World War II. It was terrible. It was terrible. Amen. And they got Israel got some land down there. Amen. But the thing I'm saying this is that I'm telling you, Israel is at war, and there's trouble in the Middle East, and it's going to be trouble in the Middle East, because the Arabs and the Jews cannot get along. They cannot get along. It stems from Sarah's house, between Ishmael and Isaac. And because that problem broke out between the promised child and the child of the flesh, then the Arabs come from Ishmael. And the Jews came from Isaac. And they, even though they are brethren, but they cannot get along. I was in Kuwait that time. I was in Kuwait. And that Arab man was sitting, amen, he was sitting up there in the, praise God, machinery. Amen, the forklift, wherever it was, sitting up there. Amen. And I told him, I said, Abraham, your father? He said, yes. He said, Abraham is his father. Amen. Honoring what God told Abraham, saying, amen, because of thy seed, all of the nations shall be blessed. And I'm telling you, Abraham got blessed by God. Amen. They're all Abraham's children. But because of that problem between Ishmael and Isaac, there's trouble in the Middle East. And there'll be trouble. People trying to contradict and say, try to put peace there, but it's going to be no peace. I'm telling you. Amen. I'm telling you, there'll be no peace. It's trouble. Amen. In the Middle East. Praise God. But Israel, amen, because they are of God's promises, prevails in the Middle East. They prevails in the Middle East. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is that, Missionary Velvet?
The 24th verse. 70 weeks are determined upon the people and upon the holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy.
Amen. It's time for revival. It's time to hear the gospel. That's what we need living in. Amen. Time for the gospel to be reached. And that's the age we're living in. Getting the gospel over to the people. That's the time of this end time. Trying to get the gospel over to the people. Praise God. Amen. All right. We're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because, I mean, this is deep teaching. This is very deep teaching. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Just lay your hands on the radios upon a contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Praise God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, amen. Eye disease, whatever it is, amen. Unstopped deaf ears. Cause the lame to walk. Lord, do these things. Lord Jesus. Lord, bless the people that's incarcerated. Lord, let them know. Lord, you come to change their life. Turn their life around. Lord, do these things. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Just give God the praise and sit down and drop me a line and write me about it. Or send me a message on our website. I'll get it through my email. Praise God. So, Missionary Velvet and myself can rejoice with you. Now, here come my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. The time there is for all of us to see that Jesus is the only way that we're going to be able to make it back to our Father. And we heard the words and the message that Elohim is preaching. And teaching at this time now is a serious time. And we have to make up our mind that we want to live right in this present world. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. As I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. There is nothing too hard for my God to do. Just give everything over to him, and he will work it out. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Know that the Lord has a plan for you too. And he can solve any problem that you have also. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. Please believe that. It doesn't matter what the people say, but whatsoever God has promised you and I and the whole world, God is able to perform. There is nothing that he cannot do. You give him a chance and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Val and myself. The Lord open up doors. Make it possible that we get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because like I told you in an earlier broadcast, there's a lot of paperwork to be done and be checks and made and all of that. And that takes time. So, amen, that's the part of prison ministry, amen, that some people, amen, may not understand. But it does that in order for us to get into these jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So pray for us to be, amen, deal with these, amen, paperwork and business part of this ministry. Praise God. Write us, amen, praise God. Contact us, amen, those of you in the free world. Your gifts of support is greatly appreciated, praise God. To this broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the parents of Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts. gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.